Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es keilen Perik Chav Beis, Mishnah Yod. Ha Asla. Asla is what their bathrooms were. It had an iron frame. It was covered with hide. In other words, the seat that they sat on was made out of hide. Zakta Mishnah, Tmei Midris, Utmei Meis. Meatsam, any Keli that could become Tamei Tumas Midris, because it's an official chair, can also become Tamei Tumas Meis. You have Kalim that can become Tumas Meis, but not Tumas Midris. That's if you can put things inside, but it's not made to sit on. Now, Persha. Somehow the leather got disconnected from the frame. Zakta Mishnah, Ha'ar Tamei Midris. The leather, this leather seat, can still become Tamei through Midris. Why? Because people still use it as a mat to sit on. The barzel, as far as the iron frame is concerned, Tamei Tmei Meis. That could become Tamei Tumas Meis only. Because the iron frame can't be used as a seat if you don't have the leather. Zok de elga mishta weiter, ha traskel. What is a traskel? Zok de batanura. Sal cotton, a small basket. Asu me arava klufa. It's made out of the wood of the aravais after they're like peeled. So again, a traskel shechifuyoi shel or. It's covered with hide. And they would put the bread on it when they would eat. Zok de mishta tamei midris. Why? Why is it roi to mekabel tumas midris? Because it's also made to sit on. And automatically, as explained, once it's mekabel tumas midris utmei meis, it also can become tamei betumas meis and other tumas. So again, this traskel, when it's covered with the hide, it's made to put the bread on it when you eat it. And when you're not eating, people sat on it. So besides the fact that it's a seat, it's also a clay kibble. Because the hide comes up like a rim a little bit, so you can put things inside. What happens if Persha, the hide cover, separated from the basket? So the Mishnah, Ha'ar, the skin on its own tummy midris, is roi to be mekabel tumas midris. Why? Because you could sit on it, even on the hide alone. However, Vatraskel, the basket itself, tar miklo, is completely tar. It's not mekabel tum at all. You can't sit on it. It's too small, explains the Batanura, and you can't use it for anything else. Once you took off the top cover, there's no place to put things inside. So you can't sit on it. You can't put things inside. It's totally tar. Vaiter Zakta Mishnah, Savsol in the Shebemerchitz, the benches in the bathhouse. So they were made out of stone. That's the top part of the bench in the bathhouse. It was made out of marble. But there were wooden legs that supported it. It's like the Mishnah Tamei. The feet are Tamei. The marble is tar. Stone is not Makabal Tumah. And here's an interesting halacha. If Acha Shaleitz V'Acha Shaleven, if one of the feet was made out of wood and the other was made out of stone, Tahar. And even the wooden one is tar because we consider this whole thing as just like stone. So let me get the picture here. The Zav walks into the Merchitz. He sits down on the marble top. It's made to sit on. And both feet are made out of wood. The feet become tummy. It's Moshev. The marble slab that he actually sits on is tar. Stone Kalim have no tum at all. Not midiri tar, not midiri seifrim, says the Batanura. But if out of these two feet that are holding up the marble bench, one is made out of stone, then even the other foot is tar. Because we consider the whole thing stone. These are boards in the Merchatz. So what were these? They were like the benches? Were they mats? Let me tell you what they used them for. We're so used to the water going down the drain. Well, they also had a drain, but it was a little bit more complicated. There was like a canal, a dugout area in the Merchatz. The water had to drain through there. So a person poured water on himself. Remember, they didn't have showers. Didn't turn a handle and the shower came down. They poured the water on themselves. Where'd the water go? So it went into this little dugout part, and I guess it was made a little bit on an angle, so the water drained to the outside. They covered this little canal where the water drained out from with boards. We don't want people to have to step into the water that someone else washed with. Now, people used to sit on these boards. So therefore, Zakta Mishnah, Hanasarim Shebemerchatz, Sheshigman. Again, they would take this plane, this rehitni we spoke about, and they would smooth it out. So Akiva Matama, Akiva says, okay, we have Tumas Moshev here. Now, if you didn't smooth it out, it's Pasha, it's not Makabal Tumas Midras. It's a piece of wood. Even though you can sit on wood, until you do something to it, it doesn't become a chair. There's another pshat in the word Shigman that the Mishnah Achrayna brings. Shigman was a kind of glue They glued the boards to each other. Either way, Rabbi Kiva metana, the Chachamim metaren. Chachamim say no, it's tar she'ain an asuyan elishayamayim ahalchin tachtayim, because lamayim said the Chachamim hold. Okay, so people sit on it, but it's still not an official chair to be makabel tumas midras. It wasn't made to sit on. It was made that no one's clothes should get dirty with someone else's dirty water. Fine, so they sit on a little bit. That doesn't make it a moishav, say the Chachamim. And it's not makabel tumas midras. The Rosh holds that the Chachamim say because it was made for this purpose, so that the water flows underneath it, it becomes like part of the floor. So it's part of a binyan. And something that's mechubel lekarka is not makabel tumas. Vaitrizak the Heliga Mishnah, Kan Kilin. Alright, this is a wooden keli with holes in it. You light a fire underneath it, you put certain things inside to smoke the begadim. They put Esh v'gafris, fire and brimstone, underneath it. And the smoke goes through the holes and it smokes up the begadim. Why do they smoke begadim? It's part of the washing process. The Rambam holds it was a kind of a psamim. It put a scent like into the begadim. Either way, says the Mishnah, Temeya, because it has a base kibble. And this keli has a floor, it has walls. They put the begadim inside. So it's roi to be makabel tumah. It has a base kibble. What's the chiddush? Chiddush is you have these holes at the bottom. And the holes are bigger than the size of a rima that could fall out. So with other baskets, we say, well, if you have a hole the size of a rima that could fall out at the bottom, it's no longer makabel tumah. But these are designed this way to start with. The whole point is that the smoke should get through. And obviously the holes aren't big enough for the begadim to fall out. Because if the begadim fall into the fire, you won't have to clean them anymore. So under these circumstances, it's considered something that has a base kibble. And memela tameya, it could become tame. However, vasuya chichaveres. This chaveres is, says the Batrur, mefuleshes mishnei tzdadim. Mefulesh means through and through. It means it's open on both sides. When you put the clothing on top, you don't put it inside, it just put it on top. So tahir, because there's no place to put things into. What's the taich of kaveres? Kaveres is like a beehive. Where's the Shem Yizruch and Masech Tisaholis? We'll have this word a lot. Right now, let's chaz over our Mishnah. We began with the asla, that was their bathroom. Metal frame, the seat was leather. Tamei Midras was made to sit on it. It's also Tamei Tumas Meis. Once something is Tamei Tumas Midras, it's automatically also Matama Tumas Meis. If the top part, the hide part, came off, it's still Tamei Midras. Because people still use it as a mat. The iron part stays Tamei Tumas Meis. Though it can't be used for sitting, could be used for other things. Then we spoke about a traskel. Remember what a traskel is? It's a box that's made out of the sticks of a ravais that were peeled. It's covered with ar. It's Tamei Midras and it's Tamei Meis. But if the hide comes off, it's too small to sit on. So the traskel is tar, the hide stays Tamei Midras. Spoke about benches in the bathhouse. They're made out of marble. Well, let's say the two legs on both sides. It's two legs enough to keep it up. So again, they were like boards, long boards. Should a Zav sit down on this? Although the slab of marble he's sitting on will not become tummy because stone does not become tummy, not midanais and not midrabanan, but the legs would. If one leg was made out of stone, even if the other was made out of wood, then we say it's completely considered a stone keli and nothing would become tummy. There was a canal where things drained out of. On top of that, they put boards so that a person's clothes shouldn't get dirty in the draining water. If these boards were filed down to make them smooth, Rebbe Kiva says that's enough. People sat on it. It has Tumas Moshe. The Chachamim say no, it's a board. Main purpose of the board is to protect people's clothing from the water. It's not Tumas Medras. Some Rishonim learn, because it was made for a board, it's like part of the floor. So it's Mechubel Karka. That's the reason it won't become Tameh. According to the Chachamim, even if you filed it down. Then we spoke about Kankalin. It's like a basket with holes inside. You put Esh and Gafris underneath, and that smokes out the begadim. It's part of the cleaning process. So although it has holes on the bottom, this basket, that are bigger than a remind, but it's made, it's designed this way, and therefore, it's still Tamei Meis. It's considered that it has a base kibble, but if it was made like a beehive, like a kaveres, and it's open on both sides, then the din is Tahar.